And when the Chenchkovitskarov arrived at the gate in front of Russian army headquarters, the soldier at the gate looked down at him.
What do you want?
I need to speak to the general immediately. It's urgent. It's an emergency.
What do you mean, it's an emergency? What's the problem? You're having a heart attack?
I might be having a heart attack. I have a very, very important piece of paper. And when the general sees this piece of paper, he's going to know that my mission is important.
What if you don't have the piece of paper anymore?
And he grabbed it out of the Chenchkovitskarov's hand and tore it to shreds. The Chenchkovitskarov looked in horror and disbelief. And he said, "Can I go now to see the general, now that you tore my piece of paper?"
"Yes, you can go now if you want to."
He led the Chenchkovitskarov into a long hallway with doors on either side, general this and officer that. And finally, when they arrived at the end of the long hallway, at the biggest door of all, there was a sign that said, "Office of the General of the Russian Army." The Chenchkovitskarov gingerly knocked on the door. The door swung open.
"Come in, come in, come in. Have a seat. What is it I can do for you?"
And the Chenchkovitskarov reached into his other pocket and pulled out the real piece of paper. Of course, he wouldn't trust some Russian soldier with the real one. The one he gave him was a fake. And he handed the real piece of paper to the Russian general. The Russian general unrolled the piece of paper, and he read,
"Please give assistance to this person who's holding this paper. Signed, the Duke."
"The Duke? The Duke is mein father. You know that, Rabbi?"
"Yes, I know that."
"And the Duke's son was saved by you, because that's why you got this letter, right?"
"Yes."
"Wait a minute. If I'm the Duke's son, and you saved the life of the Duke's son, that means that you saved me."
"That is what I was trying to say."
"Wait a minute. You didn't have a long white beard when you saved me."
"Well, yes, I was 10 years old at the time."
"Rabbi, it's good to see you. So what I can help you with now? Anything you save my life, I do for you. Anything."
"Actually, I need something, and it's extremely urgent. My son's life is in mortal danger. The Russian army wants to execute him for no reason other than that he's a Jew. Please, I beg of you, intercede on his behalf and save his life."
"Don't tell me you're talking about Itzikul Rabinovich."
"How do you know my son's name?"
"Because just today, I'm get letter from Christoph, the commandant of Russian camp in Siberia, and he wants permission to kill Itzikul Rabinovich." "So you mean that I should not give him permission, right?"
"That is what I was hoping you would say."
"Of course. It's done. Don't worry, Rabbi."
The Chenchkovitskarov left with a light heart.